scump prasa.
That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, review shorts and some cock in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
Today's a special episode. Your Brasa also have Brasa.
We have one.
We have one bra that now. It was just me and Jody and we are duck boarding with Maka. So it's nice to have another bra. This bra has been busy. Buzzy, she's best known for creating Brittany, Tiffany, and Auntie Shirley.
Yes.
Not my personal favorite is actually the Taxi Gachi.
I also love the Taxi Gachi.
Yeah, the Taxi Gachi is class.
Unfortunately relatable.
She is a model. She's a slash. She's one of those slashers.
Yeah.
It's actor slash model slash degree holder slash nerd slash... fucking podcast recorder slash what else?
Have we missed a slash?
Digital content creator.
Yeah. Yeah. Digital content creator, influencer slash fucking Amy. What do I call you? Do I call you Amy D? Do I call you Amy Ducks?
Oh, no. Please call me Amy D.
Amy D.
There's a reason.
How many E's? How many E's?
There's 9 E's. Eight were taken.
Okay.
Nine E's. So it's Amy Ducks, Amy D. Amy D on Instagram, Amy D on TikTok.
It's actually Amy Ducks on TikTok.
No, man.
That's a sad thing.
I misread it once. I thought it was Amy Drucks. And then I was like,
no, you know how many times I get that? It's like, how do you get that wrong, guys?
D-R-I-K.
Amy Drucks.
Amy Drucks. Oh, it reminds me of when we were younger. And then they always used to say, no, just Drucka fast, man.
Yo.
And I was like, that's rapey. Now, looking back.
You don't move in those circles anymore.
I don't. No, but I
Thank
never.
Thank God.
Luckily, I had anxiety and it was really hard for me to actually do it. So I could never go through with it.
So nice. You were never the rapey guy. Thank you.
Look, there's still time.
No, it's time. I'm out, peace out.
I'm outie.
No, she's 6 feet, 2 meters away from us, so I'm not touching her. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is a movie podcast. We got a voice note that says you're not a movie person.
Yo.
Yeah, all the files are shared.
We don't give a fuck, bro.
So, me, I don't have time, man. That's the thing, like, movies are long.
Okay, they but are. Series...
Series, the thing is with series, like you watch one and then you're like, oh my word, I like this one. I think I'm going to just sit and watch it. And then you end up there at like 3 a.m. and you finish the whole season one.
You can watch
one.
Two movies.
You could have.
I could have, exactly. I could have.
But I've got a theory. It's that thing where your attention does, you know, does waves.
Yes.
So there's like a crescendo or peak in the series.
Yeah.
So you only have to pay attention till that and then there's a lull and a dip and then again and again.
And they end on a cliffhanger.
Always. Yeah. And that's why you keep like keep watching. That's the thing.
So I know it's a movie. Have you been watching Squid Game?
I haven't.
Yeah, me neither. I haven't started yet.
I have a life at the moment.
but I feel like I have to now because it's so much in the zeitgeist.
It's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Can't ignore it.
I can't go anywhere on any social media platform without seeing anything about it.
Yeah. I just watched Tiger King, so.
Now.
I'm catching up.
Who are
I'm still
you?
Catching up. And Ross uses a lot of Tiger King references in shit. I used to nod my head, like, that Carol Baskin is.
She's no housewife.
She killed her husband.
She did.
I swear she did. Yeah. She fed him.
Yeah.
She fed him to the tiger. She did.
But you used to watch movies. So you used to watch movies and you used to act these characters out in front of your family, right?
How do you know this?
What do you mean?
We did our research.
I actually work for the South African police. So,
as a researcher.
I actually did. Like, my mom said when I was, like, from creche age, basically, I used to watch movies and then kind of become the character and then, like, stand in front of the whole family and do a whole scene for them. I would do, like, entire scenes. And Kevin Hart's, like, comedy shows, I would learn them off by heart. And then it's like, Amy Costani, come on, jokes for him, and then I would literally, like, repeat everything exactly how it was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically how I got here, if you think about it.
Like, yeah, that like laid the groundwork for what you do.
Yeah, watching
now.
Movies, basically just watching people. Like, I just watch people and I repeat what I see.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes,
because very well. Yeah. I mean, you do it really well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you blew up like out of nowhere for you. I mean, you were telling us before we started recording. Yes, we talk before we record.
Mm-hmm.
We like She's to give them a behind the scenes thing.
About the Owens.
Oh, yeah. Owens.
Yeah.
We don't discriminate for, you know, women. Anyone's welcome.
Fine.
But yeah, you just made a funny viral TikTok and then you blew up and now your life is like forever changed.
Yeah, now I can't buy yogurt without people being like,
that's crazy.
You like go from TikTok now. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that everywhere I go.
But can you move in your own area? Like,
the thing is, I live close to like a mall type vibe.
Yeah, I know the mall.
So whenever I go literally at the Hyper. So whenever I go there's always at least one person that knows who I am, that would like say something.
Yeah. Mm. How annoying is that? This is a safe space. So if you can say, if you don't like people, you can say that. Yeah.
No, generally, I don't like people. Like, not even because of like what my life is now, but I'm a homebody type of person. Like, I'm just always in my room, in my bed. So it's difficult to interact with people now, even like after COVID. Now we're able to go outside. And now I go indoors before COVID and nobody knows me. And then the time I can come back outside, everyone knows who I am. And it's like, I'm socially anxious. I don't know what to like do when these people are like, you that girl from TikTok? And I'm just like,
yes, I am.
I feel like you've made your bed now. You must fucking like an artist.
Yeah, so like it's a bit weird. It's still something to get used to. And I keep saying this, like when I go out, I tell my friends like, please don't make it obvious that I'm somebody.
Yeah, but do you wear the wigs out?
Sometimes. Sometimes I do. Like in the beginning when things were taking off and I just blew up, I would wear a wig to go like grocery shopping. And a cap and my glasses and the mask. So nobody knew who I was. Because at
people
that time,
see through the mask though. They find
I know,
you.
Like, you
No, I don't. I'm very bad at it. This other chick pulled up. I said pulled up like she was running up on me or something. But she was like started talking to me and I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Who are you? Yeah.
And then she's like, your sister. It's me from here. Yeah.
Was it your sister?
It's your mother. Why don't you visit? No, but like I can't tell. I'm just bad at that, I guess.
The thing is, like, sometimes I just also go without my glasses because then if people's like, oh, well, I saw you, then I'm just like, I didn't see you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, I never saw you.
It must be nice to be God's favorite where you can just choose. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to wear my glasses.
God's favorite.
You know, for some of us, it's like the world shimmers.
I shouldn't do that. Like, it's just blobby. Everything is blobby if I don't wear my glasses. But, like, sometimes you just don't want to interact, man.
Yeah, and, I get it. Yeah. Just like Tom Cruise in there.
Listen, I was wondering when you spoke about, like, acting out these roles when you were a child. I kind of picture, imagine she did like really serious stuff. You
like
know,
drama.
Like The Godfather. I actually wanted to know which movies were the ones that you actually acted out.
I know there was one movie. There was a scene and it was like, you know, those E-movies that just come on 8 o'clock. Steven Seagal.
Yes.
I'm glad you went 8 and not 12.
The Steve Noel. No. Emmanuel.
I was too young for that.
She's like, for tonight's performance, I'm going to do Emmanuel.
Oh, no.
And I'm crash 8.
That would just be so dangerous.
What the fuck?
So, those movies would like come on, and that was like family time basically. So there was a Tom Cruise movie on, and I don't know, like there's a scene where he's like, "Give me the fucking money."
Jerry Maguire.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah. So I don't know the actual movie.
Oh my
but
God.
I was like, but it was so small, and my mom said like I was like looking at the TV, and I was like sweating back. And I was like, show me the fucking money. Yeah. And I was like, this tiny. I was like, so
that's
small.
That's the power of Tom Cruise.
And she literally said, like, don't say anything to her. Because if you say, don't say that, then she's going to know that she can't. And then I'm going to hold duck and say it the whole time. So they just left it and they just let me be. So it was like weird things that I
Wait, so have you watched Jerry Maguire in in full. You've never seen Jerry Maguire.
No.
Okay. That you should put that one on your list.
Add it to the list.
Okay.
It's really good. And now you have a connection to it, which is great.
Yeah, that's a weird connection. Yeah, like, 5-year-old me was like, oh.
Well, I mean, that scene is probably the reason Cuba Gooding Jr. won an Oscar.
Yeah, right? That is definitely.
And it's his only Oscar.
You see, I know who he is, but I don't know him in the movie.
It's fine.
Why did you guys invite me?
I don't know, but I love it. Yeah. You that brother don't watch movies, you know? Like, did you watch this movie? Nah.
probably not.
But it's David.
This is a social experiment.
But in terms of acting, right? Yeah. And the reason I said the Gachi is my favorite is like that fucking. Spot on.
Yeah.
It is fucking spot on. Mm-hmm. When he's talking to Mishka in the fucking I've seen it. How did you get that so spot on?
I had to take like 2 trains and a taxi to school, to high school, right? So that was like an everyday type of like interaction that I would see.
Yeah.
And obviously because I'm just good at watching people, I'm always like reading people's body language, seeing how they move when they say certain things, facial cues. You know, I would just take that in.
Yeah.
And because I had to take taxi all the time, I would literally just watch them. And I found them to be like the most intriguing people.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, what?
That's their day also. Like, what? Like they that for the entire day. Yeah. That's
exactly.
What they're doing. That's,
every day. Like, nuts, so.
Yeah, they don't switch off.
Exactly. So my mom was like, why don't you make a video about that? Because we were just like talking one day about like what I should do next. Mm. And it just came up because I...
Wait, you come up with ideas with your mother?
I mean, sometimes she would come home from work and be like, I thought of something for you to do.
Is she the basis for Auntie Shirley? Or is it the auntie?
She doesn't want to believe. She's in denial that she's kind of like Shirley in a way. But I feel like almost every colored auntie is
my bro. That
like
is
Shirley.
Also.
Yeah, it's the same. Like, and I felt like Shirley was very related to the OG from Five the Lan in the Omikakul Fear podcast that you did as well.
Yeah.
Like, Five the Lan.
Yeah. Wasn't she from Five the Lan, the lady?
I didn't listen to
it. Okay. It's in Afrikaans. It's okay.
My bro, I did first language. Don't talk. I mean, I can understand it better than I speak it.
But I mean, for colored people, seeing those characters, the auntie.
I feel like that's why it was so easy for me to get into character because, like, I really did Shirley. And then getting the script, it was like, oh, this is so relatable. Mm. Like, this is just what I do, but like solely in Afrikaans.
But it's not always done well. That's what sets people apart, like yourself and some other like stars. It's like when they get it right.
Yeah.
Oh, and it works like a motherfucker. I've watched that Taxi Gachi thing maybe
too many times.
That one went super viral actually on TikTok. It has almost 300,000 views, which is like wild to me.
Yeah. My wife came to me randomly and she's like, have you seen this? And when she does that, she like puts the phone in my face. Like, have you seen this? I'm like, let's move it back.
Yeah. Okay. My eyes.
Is your wife a fan?
Huge fan. She loves your stuff.
She now follows
and she's like, have you seen Amy's new thing? I'm like, yes. I have seen Amy's new thing. I also follow Amy on social media now. So
thank you.
I'm seeing it.
Well, hopefully we'll get you more followers. I don't know. Is that what you want? Basically, you won't be able to walk anywhere, more places. Because Jody's like in the Guadalupe.
I live in the northern suburbs, but I'm from Strand. So I cover that whole area.
Maybe you won't be able to go to Strand anymore. Yeah.
I don't even go to Strand now.
But when you eventually
I'm joking. Strand listeners, I love you. Like, shout
both
out.
Both of you. We love both.
Food Planet. What's up?
And
the beach.
Yes.
That's all I know about Strand. Yeah.
That's all the people that follow us in Strand.
Only time I've been to Strand is when I was studying in Stellenbosch. Mm-hmm. That's like the only time. But like,
is it racist there?
In Stellenbosch. I haven't experienced any racism per se. Besides one time before I had the short hair, I just started uni and my hair was long and straight and I looked like a white girl.
Okay.
And then I was in like the Neil C, which is like kind of like the mall
the
center.
Cafeteria.
Yeah. So I was sitting there and I was literally like, I was waiting for someone. And this white guy comes up to the table and he was like, is there anyone sitting here? Can I like sit down? But it was like very kind of flirty. Mm-hmm. So I didn't hear what he said at first. And I looked up and I was like, huh?
And that gave you a game away.
And he gave my game away. And he was like, oh, no, never mind. It's fine.
You're a killer, baby.
I was like, yo, bruh. So people always say, like, even when I had absolutely no way, when I had like a cheese cob vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People were like, you look like a white girl until you open your mouth. And then
and then there's no doubt.
Yeah, then it's like, yeah, no, we know what you are.
Yeah, fuck, never lose that. What is it called where color people change, well, people change their accent? Code switching.
Code switching. Yeah. I have a huge problem with code switching.
Do you do it?
I actually get quite annoyed with it.
Oh, you get annoyed like, with it? You don't do it yourself?
Sometimes I catch myself slipping and then I'm like, yo, wait.
What, like the starting?
Because obviously it depends who you're speaking to, right? And if I'm like in a group of people who all speak like that, then I would just be like, yo, no, and then we're going to go to the... And I'm like, yo, wait. Amy, yeah. Like, gather your posture. Bring yourself towards yourself.
That's the yarn, no. You know.
Yeah, yarn, and then I'm just like, that's not me. Yeah, and I would just go back to normal.
It.
So
I don't know if I do it. Do I ever?
On the show.
Tokyo. No, I'll go back, but I don't want to be that guy.
I actually want to know. So you acting is like your, is that the primary thing you want to go into now?
Yeah, that's
like
something
for the future.
That's something I always wanted to do. Like that was my, you know, when you're younger and you're like, I want to be a policeman one day. Like your first thing that you want to become. That was my first thing. I was like, I want to be in big movies. Like, you see, I'm cute also, man. I want to be seen. That's the thing. I want people to see my face. I just want to make people nod.
So you don't want to engage with the fans, but you want to be a star.
But, yes. I feel like eventually I'll get to a point where it's like, nah, these are the people who got me here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it will be a bit easier.
But you also won't have to move in like... your hood anymore, you know what I mean? If you get to a certain status, you can just...
But at the end of the day, like, that's still the people that I'm trying to appeal to because those are my people.
Mm.
So, like, I don't want to be the person who's like, I was born and raised in the retreat and then one day I'm in like a Netflix movie and now all of a sudden I don't know who you are or like where I came from. Like, that's never the plan.
Yeah.
So, it's always still, like, the plan is to get people from where I was born and raised to also realize, like...
You can do it.
You can do it, bruh. Like, this was my ultimate dream from, like, you're probably 5 years old.
Yes. Mm.
And then the family did the, well, you need a degree behind your name.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. My mom was like, "Hoe gaan jy rent betaal?" If you're not going to get, like, acting jobs all the time. Because it's very sporadic. Like, the entertainment industry is,
but
like...
But you have the modeling as well.
I have the modeling as well, which is also, like, very sporadic.
Yeah.
So, it's very, like, it's unpredictable. Mm. One day you have absolutely nothing. Or, like, for a whole month, you'll have nothing.
Mm. Are you going to get, like, a coach and stuff? Or how are you going to...
Yo, me, I don't know. I think
I don't know. I'm curious now.
I don't know. Like,
if you're as chameleon like as what you seem to be, I feel as though there's a lot of natural talent for or natural aptitude for this in any case.
Yeah.
Like, for the acting thing.
I would say I'm quite versatile, so there's a lot of things that I can do. Mm-hmm. I just haven't had the chance to do it yet. Like, I'll do it in my bedroom by myself, and I'll be like, yo, Amy, you're so quiet. You're actually quiet. Like, why has no one ever seen this?
I wish I had that confidence in my bedroom.
We need that
it's vital. You need to wake up in the morning.
I am that guy.
Like,
piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit. Look in the mirror, spit.
Don't talk to him. Don't talk to him before 12.
No, I'm a fucking dark
cloud. Also me. I don't even notice. Like, I'm almost never on my phone. I post, like, I'll post my content and then I'll just leave.
Wait, so you're not actually on TikTok?
I'll post my own things, but I won't browse.
So you don't know what's happening with Couch Guy and stuff?
What is that?
Yo!
I'm not on any of these things, and then, like, Ross throws these terms at me. Like, did you see what Couch Guy is doing? I'm like, I still don't watch TikTok.
I don't even know what that is.
The fuck, like, I mean? Get your shit together.
That's the thing. Like I said, it was never the plan. The plan was literally just to, like, put my content out.
Well, artist, you're part of the community now. You should know what's going fucking on.
But now people's like, oh, why don't you do the trends? I don't want to do the trends. I want to do my
stuff. Well, you did a dance.
Yeah. I did a dance. I was bored. Let's start there. Okay.
You did a dance. That's all I'm saying.
I was bored.
You've changed, man.
I did one because I was like, let me actually see what the hype is about, what these TikTok viral thingies. Then I did that
one. Is that what we need to do, do you think, Jody and I? Or what would be our thing? I know you went viral like lightning in a bottle, but like, fuck, we're trying to find lightning here, bro.
Yeah.
If
and
I'm
we
being
don't
honest,
look liquor.
What?
Yeah. You see, there's certain factors to overcome appearances.
I told you, our confidence
lack
is very
of talent.
Low.
I think that's why there's a podcast. Yeah.
Audio only, baby.
Pure audio.
I don't have any tips. Like, I'm being so honest.
Okay, I love that, because you know when people are like,
I'm not gonna lie successful and say like, oh, do this. Do
I
that.
Love that, because yeah. they always like, no, that's anyone so can do it. You can do it.
No, not just, anyone can do no. it. Like, don't put the bra through that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, no.
That's why you still have bra from high school that's still making music, but the music is cack.
But it's so bad, yeah. and you're just like,
that's cool.
It's so nice.
Oh my goodness. Is that Did can we talk switch? About a movie now?
Did she code switch on us now?
She was no, like it was for emphasis.
Oh. Okay.
No, it was literally like just for that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm wondering why it's happening. it's isn't so, the other code yet?
So nice. Fuck my life.
He wants to talk about the movie.
Okay. This is a movie podcast. Although okay. this is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We can still discover things about you through this fucking movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you made me watch. Because Jody showed me a little of the conversation. As you know, Jody is the usually the liaison, he's the organizer,
the communicator of part,
the man with the plan. And he said, "Cars,
yeah,
is your favorite film?
Yeah,
not just your favorite film. It was undoubtedly,
yeah, like, of all time.
Like Cars, which I think is like." How easy is it for you to say what your favorite movie is?
I can't. I need a mood. Like, what is my favorite sad movie? What is my favorite happy
that's
movie?
That's why I was like, why would you ask me that?
But you answered so confidently. It's
because
like,
that's my go-to. That's my go-to.
So how many times have you seen this movie approximately?
As many times as I actually don't know. A lot.
Okay.
I can tell you that like they are entire scenes that I can act out for you.
Cool. And you
not as a car, just like voice wise. I'm a car.
Yeah, I can do that.
You need to add in the Cape Town sound effects, man. Like that's a VR 6.
It's like, oh, that's definitely on the survey.
That fucking Subaru that drives in my old area, he drives. Bruh, it's a block. You're driving from one corner of the block to the other corner.
It's annoying because, like, you must stop, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
you
a stop street.
And I don't
the
know if
fuck
this
are
is
you
now,
doing?
Like, the dad in me. But I get pissed because I'm like, what if kids were running around?
That's a dad in you.
I don't care so much about the kids.
I don't care either.
I don't even say you guys will get there.
No. But a dog. Don't fucking knock a dog.
Yeah, knock a dog.
Batman, that's your dog.
That's my dog's name.
Shit.
Yo, you really researched me, no? Well,
you think we squirrels or something? We don't, like, if we get a guess, You know?
Batman actually has cancer.
Oh, that sucks.
It's so sad.
Can they fix it or?
I don't know. It's like skin cancer. So he's gone for 2 operations already to like remove
the
tumors.
So he's a whitey. Because if he had more melanin,
he'd be fine.
Yeah, he would be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he went for 2 operations already, but now there's like another growth. So at this point, I think we might have to put him down.
No, whoa. Okay.
Because I don't know, like, I don't think that he can like undergo another one.
Is he in pain? Like, is he showing?
I think that he is. He's very low and slow, and he's always just like lounging around. He's got his energy, like you know, when he sees like his favorite people or whatever. But most of the time, he's just chilling. Mm. He's just chilling.
Fucking hell!
It's a quality of life thing.
That
man.
Went really sad.
Yeah.
I don't care about humans so much, but your dogs.
Yeah, yeah no, I feel sad, you. Yeah. Same. Like I think we are the opposite. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant. But like, that's not what I meant. But like, the same, but different.
No, we have a Knoxville. My wife and I, it's a little Jack Russell. He's 15 years old. Unfortunately, Jody had to say bye to
Charlie. Yeah, we shouted Charlie out not too long ago.
True.
Knoxville's 15. He's coughing like a lot. But I told my wife, like, look, if it's going to take robot parts, then it's going to take robot parts.
Yeah,
we keep this motherfucker alive.
Go,
Download his consciousness onto a USB. Be
Chappy vibes, yeah.
Bro, we're gonna do it. But shout out to Batman. I hope he, whatever decision. I hope it's gonna be painful.
We are keeping our fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Why Batman though? Last time.
I didn't name him.
Oh, I thought you were a huge Batman fan.
I'm a Marvel fan. I'm not a DC fan. So
okay, are you Team Cap or Team Iron Man?
Iron Man, dude.
Yo, so the wrong one.
Whoa.
Wait, so you like the movie? You watch the Marvel movies?
Yeah, I'm a bit behind at the moment, so don't speak about like WandaVision or like Loki. I haven't watched all of
you
that
are
yet.
Very behind.
I'm very behind. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And that was our next question, actually. Yeah.
No, no,
no. Listen, fucking cause. Are you gonna do your thing where you read the thing and the thing?
Yo, I didn't do the thing of the thing for cause. Because I thought we were just talking to Amy about Cars.
Well, we usually talk about that. I don't have the thing. I have my notes on Cars because this movie, this movie gave me more questions than anything else.
What?
Like I have so many questions just about the universe.
How do things work
in Cars land?
Cars land.
Okay. Let's start here.
Yes.
Tell us why you love the movie so much.
Okay, so that's kind of like the movie that my brother was in love with. Like, he is 10 years younger than me.
Okay.
So sometimes, like, my sister and I would have to, like, watch him or just make sure that he's not, like, sticking his fingers in sockets or stuff like that.
As they do.
So it's like, yeah, let's go watch a movie. Mm. And then Cars came out and he liked Cars. And every time he would want to watch Cars, and then I'd sit and watch it with him. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, I was like, yo, bro, like, this movie is so boring. Like, why do you want to watch this? And then after, like, the fifth time, I was like, oh, like McQueen, ka-chow.
So it's Stockholm Syndrome. You were kidnapped by the
movie. I was kidnapped by Cars. And now, like, I'm obsessed with Cars. But only the first one. Like, I don't think the others do it justice.
The quality goes down drastically after the first one.
It's just not the same. The first one's just great.
Mm-hmm. Well, great is a strong word, I feel.
For me.
I'm sorry.
This is coming from someone who's been trying to push Speed Racer since the start of
Speed
this podcast.
Speed Racer is class. You don't even know that movie exists, probably.
Exactly.
Speed Racer is just. But this, I realized that I've never seen this movie until...
That's wild.
Yeah, that is wild. Because I watch a lot of the Pixar stuff.
Yeah.
I love Pixar.
Yeah, just about all of the new ones that come out.
Yeah, I watch all the Pixar shit. And this one is not even on my list of Pixar.
That's disappointing, actually.
Say what you want, woman. Okay, this is just how I feel. But it's so long for a kid's movie. It's one hour, 57 minutes. Did you know that?
I know that, yeah.
She's seen it.
I've seen it multiple times.
You keep your brother occupied for a solid 2 hours.
Yeah, because he was so into the movie. So he would actually also, at the time, I don't think he remembers this, but he also used to repeat what was being said.
Okay.
So that's how many times we watched it together. We actually became Cars characters.
So ka-chow.
That's
your favorite
ka-chow.
Thing to say.
Yeah.
Ka-chow.
It's like work it into conversation.
Fuck
actually.
It. You should get a ka-chow tattoo.
It would literally start like, if I would put it on before he's like sitting on the couch or whatever, and the intro starts like where they're on the racetrack and you just hear the sound of the like the cars driving, he would run from inside and sit down because he knows that's the movie.
Yeah.
So that's how it was. Like I must say the sound
is one of my positives. The way the cars sound and shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's legit.
That was gangster because I was like when he.
Yeah.
He must didn't have a hooter.
Yeah, he doesn't have a hooter. Yeah.
And like, he didn't have
headlights. Like a guy with a Civic. Like a guy with a Civic whose hooter broke, but there's money for rims. So he revs instead of hooting.
I had a bra like that.
My brother outside.
He sat so fucking low in his car. How do you drive
that
like
always
that?
Bothered me, eh? Mm. I don't know why. Like, it's not cool.
You can't see over the steering
it's
wheel.
Not cool.
You know what's cool? Staying alive.
Makes me anxious, dude. Yeah. Like, plus you're going sideways over the speed bumps and all of this stuff.
And then they're in the residential area and they can't get over a speed bump and they're keeping 10 cars behind them because they have to go sideways over the
speed bump. But they want that. Yeah. They want that.
My God, listen, fuck, I told you I have questions. So, one thing that I discovered with these fucking cars in this movie, look, the story is cool. I like the fact that he's, you know, this obnoxious little twat, and then he goes to a hick town, because this is like country bumpkins.
Yeah, it's like Namakwa life.
Yeah. If you need a relatable...
like, he went to Namakwa life.
Potato.
I'm O'Brien.
Yeah, I'm O'Brien. Yeah. Like, these people are, okay, I was going to say they're dirty, but I mean, the cars are dirty and they're like hillbillies. Mm. So he goes there and he's like, oh, he learns about people and it changes him and it makes him a better car.
He understands that he needs, he understands that he needs to be part of a team.
That's right.
And, not, yes. can't and where, do
you, where do you learn teamwork? No, Makwalan.
Request.
So they established that these cars can feel things.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Pain. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Like, what's your point, dude?
There's a moment.
He's hitting where the tires fall off and stuff.
That's my.
People be losing limbs. Cars be losing
That's
limbs.
What I'm saying. So in the first fucking race, right? That bra knocks the other bra. Mm. And like everybody gets damaged and hurt and maimed. So are those people like straight up fucked up?
Are they dead?
Are they dead is my question.
Probably not. Like, dude, like they responded. So they were like, ugh.
Yeah, but it's a kid.
They're not dead.
They only responded because it's a kid's movie.
It's like that thing where, have you seen that question that guy put out about toys, Toy Story? Because you know the toys act like they're dead when anyone's
humans,
around them, right?
Yeah.
But at some point, if toys aren't immortal, they die. So then that toy that's actually dead. Like, he's really dead there, and the toy's companions are just seeing that dead toy the whole time.
That he's just not going to get up.
Yeah, he's just not getting up when the child's not there anymore.
Look, there was another fucking theory, like dark theory with cars as well, is that cars, they kept making smart cars and you know, technology kept getting smarter, that they kind of killed off the humans.
In that world.
Yeah. So,
oh, wow.
So there's only cars now and vehicles and everything else is gone because they made, that's why everything looks so... like the real world.
Did you start that theory?
I didn't start the theory. I just read the theory.
Okay. That's a cool theory, though.
Mm. It's fucking dark, though.
It's kind of believable, if, like, so, at the pace we're going.
But they changed their wheels and stuff, so are the wheels like shoes?
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Shoes or gloves?
Have you not thought about this?
No, because I watched the movie. I wasn't like, oh my word, like, what is the like meaning of life? Or I wasn't.
Well,
like,
that's how we do it over here.
No. Don't we? You see, he went into this upset that he has to watch Cars.
Yeah, okay.
He hasn't seen it.
So
everyone went into it with the same aggressive attitude.
I was vlogging some of this shit to my wife, and she was like, "It's poopensies, why?"
Yeah, it's not that deep. Yeah, it's not that deep, dude.
It's deep to me because of the questions that I have. There's one specific one where he tries to escape the town after he fucked it up, and then he runs out of petrol.
Yes,
and then they said, "We siphon the petrol out of you." What do you mean, like he's a living thing. They say the piss out of him or something.
The blood.
The blood, yeah.
Can't, isn't there like a way, like, I don't know how cars, actual cars work.
Well, it's by the time you get your fucking license. Like,
so aggressive, you know?
Give me a break, dude. Yo, I get you. It's just attack after attack after attack.
Are you feeling attack?
I am feeling attack.
Good. That's actually, it's a movie podcast. I'm Deborah Petter. I'm taking off my
mind.
I'm assuming while he was like sleeping or something.
Yes, but how? Physically, they inserted something inside him and they sucked out the liquid.
You sound so heartbroken. Like,
all his worst fears come to life.
Unless they just gave him a certain amount of petrol.
No, they just, did like, after they that, but it. He had petrol and he ran out because they sucked it out of him. They say it.
Okay.
Okay. Alright. Okay. Time to calm down.
Why does this not bother you is my question.
Amy, tell me about your favorite character.
I got other questions.
Why don't you cool off?
Okay.
My favorite character is basically the tow truck.
Mater.
I love him. He's like, he's just quirky and he's funny and...
He's voiced by...
the influencer.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Because I went to go look actually after I watched the movie, like, I think, like, 10 times. I was like, who is the guy that actually voices this? And I was like, who the hell is Larry the Cable Guy? Did they just, was he working on set? And they were like, you actually sound really cool. Just wanna,
was
like,
he a precursor to, like, influencers, basically?
No, he's a comedian.
Oh. But did he always just go by?
Yeah, no. So, Larry the, okay, I'm going to burst your fucking bubbles here, bitchy.
Okay.
Larry the Cable Guy. Grew up normal. He wasn't even like a hillbilly or hick or anything. Mm. So he created this character, Larry the Cable Guy. and started doing stand-up comedy that way. And that became his shtick, like, forever.
Okay.
He's like Kid Rock.
Yeah. Changed his surname to the cable guy.
No, Kid Rock, like, grew up rich, but then he makes music for poor people.
Yeah. And I act like that's him.
Yeah.
He's like, but I will agree. I think Mehta was amazing in this
role. Yeah. He's just great. Like, I like the way he speaks. I like the fact that he doesn't know about so many things, because now there's this new call. It's like city life vibes. Yeah. And he's just living his best life in this little Namakwalan town.
I love that we call it Namakwalan. We're losing all our listeners in Namakwalan, by the way.
Both of them. Also, they were like, yo, nah, man.
I thought it would be irritating, but he's not.
Yeah, he's really fun. Like, obviously, Lightning finds him so annoying, because he's like, they're polar opposites of each other.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my word, this guy is just like, oh, can you get away from me type of vibes.
Yeah.
But like, throughout the film, he's just the best. I don't know, his energy is just liquor, man.
Okay. Yeah.
So
he's got that innocence, because there's this naivety about him. He's not world weary. He's not seeing everything out there. He's not run down by the world.
He just wants to be in a helicopter.
That's all.
Yeah, and he actually does. He does. Get the opportunity to. But
spoiler alert.
Yeah, this whole conversation can have spoilers.
You'd be surprised. You haven't seen Jerry Maguire, so
yeah, people come at us.
Yeah,
but it's actually quite ironic, because Lightning himself is super naive. He doesn't actually know a lot about the world.
He knows Foco.
But then he's getting upset with someone
else.
Yeah,
they only know, like, about their own little spaces. Yeah. They don't really know about, like, anything else.
I did
else.
Dislike him. Like, they did the job of making him dislikable.
But that's Owen Wilson's thing, right? He, like,
wow. You want to do a wow.
No.
Do a wow.
It's fine. I'm good.
Wow. Ka-chow.
He really does that, like, unlikable. Eventually they win you over characters.
Yeah, he does it really well. Yeah,
it's his thing.
Who was the Porsche? I didn't even look at that.
I didn't know that. Like,
I have no idea who voices.
Favorite movie, my ass.
Because I'm not worried about the actual voices. I'm worried about, like, the.
This
movie.
Is our job, okay? This
my,
is our fucking job.
My favorite.
I watch
character.
The movies. I don't go.
We're not doing it. We're not doing our jobs right now.
I'm a Doc Hudson fan.
Yes.
Oh, Doc School.
Paul Newman.
Yeah, he's lost.
His last film and highest grossing film.
Of his career.
Of his entire career. Yeah. Very sad. Doc was cool. He sounded so gritty. And you know, he's like this lighty coming here with his fast wheels and
cut. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. It is, but Pixar is really good at taking things and then giving it, like, a whole lot of emotion and a whole lot of, like, Toy Story. Look, I know we're not talking about Toy Story, but that shit eats me in the feels.
And in the core.
Like, it's hectic.
Well, it's the same director, right? John Lasseter directed Toy Story. He did this. He's done, like, the five out of the eight animated films that have made $1 billion. He's done five of them, either directed or produced. But he's also super dodge. I don't know if he's in your fun facts.
He's not in my fun facts. Did he touch children or something?
No, not children, but
women.
So he was one of those Hollywood types that got exposed during Me Too.
Oh, yeah.
And he came out and apologized for inappropriately behaving towards
he made fixed. Children's movies.
Stop. Yeah.
So, no, the problem
is inappropriate. Amy,
the more you research you do about, like, famous people,
all of them,
you just find out that they all cack, man.
But at the same time, like, famous people are still people. So, like, as cack as we are, they are.
That is the thing. Because now we should not be putting these people on such a pedestal.
Exactly. Yeah. People are like, oh my word, did you see this person does drugs? And I'm just like, your neighbor does drugs.
Everybody does drugs.
Your neighbor does drugs. Your brother probably also. Why don't you tell your mom about that, dude?
But it's still, like, it's a hard thing to get over one's head, man. Like, if I think to myself, Brad Pitt, one of the biggest movie stars in the world, at some point he's like just really moch and he goes to sit on the toilet and he's like, yeah, I'm having a cack day. Like, all the stuff we go through,
you can't process that, because it's like, because you idolize this person so much, because you, like, you see them in a place that's, like, all cool and all fancy, which is on a TV screen. We like, when you see people on TV, you're just like, oh my word, I want to be like you. But they're just normal.
Have you heard the thing about why Brad Pitt eats food in all his roles?
Because he's a hungry, hungry hippo.
Yeah, that. But he's so handsome that it's totally unrelatable. Like, he's so unrelatable for people that he does things that normalizes himself so that you can actually connect with him more.
He's supposed to be so quiet, man.
That Brad, what do you mean?
No, he's cool, but like he's a human. Like,
yeah, yeah, but he's a god out. Among men, I think.
Like, if,
I don't know.
If
nah.
I had to, like, if Brad
I want
to
be, I
like,
want to be in his crew.
Yeah. I would never want to be idolized like that.
No, I don't want to be idolized.
I get your point.
I just want to be adjacent.
But he's like, like eating makes me normal. Like,
yeah.
When people
yeah.
see me do
it's
something,
like, oh, he's real. Yeah. It's like, oh, he eats
he's
too.
Yeah.
I also eat. Oh, we're the same.
Connection.
Yeah, me and Brad Pitt, same time.
Yeah, I get it. Fuck those people. I saw now that Lizzo also stood with Chris Brown. Do you know Lizzo? Is?
Yeah.
She now,
I know
she,
Lizzo.
Yeah, she took a picture with Chris Brown and said, oh, I love you so much. You're my favorite.
Why is he not canceled?
Oh, I don't like him. I've never liked
Well,
Chris
the
Brown.
Thing is, Lizzo is also stands for like women's rights and shit. Though. That's a whole shtick.
Yeah.
And then she's like,
that's
oh,
really
Chris
controversial.
Brown, I love you.
Yeah.
And... I'm like, he beat the fucking shit out. Not only that, he beat the fucking shit out of Rihanna. Mm. But he has had, since then, he has had a pattern of abuse with other women. Like.
Yeah. I stopped listening to his music after he beat Rihanna up. Like, I'll still listen to, like, old school Chris Brown, like, when he was, like, 16. But, like, now.
On a
It's in my playlist. Dude. But everything after that, I was just like, nah, Gani. Yeah. Literally.
And listen, R. Kelly also.
I've never been an R. Kelly fan.
Yeah, but you're only 20, how old now?
23. I know his songs, but like I've never been a fan.
I know, but like
I feel bitter about myself knowing that my bank balance is like better than his. Because he's like,
yeah, he's broke as shit.
Yeah, I'm broke, but he's broke as shit.
I mean, he did make a remix to Ignition, though.
He didn't he get
that is a banger.
That song slapped.
You're saying now he's broke, but wasn't he a producer on Drake's new song or something?
From jail.
Something like that. I think they I don't know, bro. Something from
R.
Kelly.
How confused is he?
So he actually is being paid royalties.
I mean,
stuff that's still
even so,
now.
I'm assuming that money's going to have to cover
into
things.
The depths.
Yeah, it's going to have to. Exactly.
Yeah, fuck that guy. I hope he dies in jail. Anyway.
Cause. Ta-da!
I have some more questions.
Do you?
I'm not going to get angry this time, I promise.
Are you sure?
I promise.
Do you want a pinky sway? Like social distance pinky sway?
When Maito hooks him, where does he do that? He skrks every time.
Oh! I think we all know where he actually hooks him.
But this is my thing.
But then Maito
they establish
drive
a universe.
Out.
Yeah.
And then they just do whatever. There's Tia and Mia in the beginning.
The twins.
Mm-hmm.
The twins. They flash their lights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're showing him their tits.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. This is a kids movie.
But that is... You know
but
they always
the
slip some adult content
That's the thing.
There.
It's because obviously like the child is not watching the movie necessarily
thinking
alone. Sometimes you're sitting with parents or somebody older.
Mm-hmm.
And so you also need to make... like appropriate jokes to keep the parents entertained as well. You don't want to sit there, fall asleep, and then like your kids just lumming there.
Yeah, I get it. But like tits, man.
I mean, I get that.
Does that cross the line?
Like, look, it's a straight up flash. Like, it's a like that's not even, there's no nuance to it. It's just straight up, oh, these two female cars flash their tits to Lightning McQueen. Now.
But. It's still the thing of if you're a child, you don't understand.
You don't know what
flashing.
That is, yeah.
I get it, but
and I think
they're
it's
not
actually
so blatant
cool.
with it. They're
I think it's
so
cool going back to these older movies because with a lot of the early Pixar stuff, like I wasn't of an age to really get all of those references.
Yeah.
So when you go back and
when
watch
you re-watch
these stuff,
them.
You're like, yo, you sneaky fuckers.
Yeah, but there's so many movies like that
they
now. There's like the new Croods movie. There's like a few of those in there because there's like swearing parts.
Wait,
but
how many anime? Do you only watch animated
I
movies?
I love animated movies.
Okay.
If I watch movies, that's like my go-to like type of movie.
Did you watch Luca?
I didn't yet. I didn't yet.
That's a Jody.
I've been busy.
Not yet.
I've been busy.
I recommended it to
started
him
started
like
it.
Beginning of the
I
year.
I started it.
How that's did got, you start it?
Because we were with someone's lighty and they put it on for the lighty and then I had to cook. I wasn't paying attention. But it's got Jody's stamp of approval, apparently.
Okay, so I'll watch that. Mm. But there's a lot of movies like that. Like in The Croods, there's a section where like this one lady's kind of, she's so angry that she's trying to swear. But every time they're supposed to be swearing, something happens that kind of like bleeps it out in a way.
Yeah. Mm.
But obviously, as someone of like age, you understand that that's how angry she is.
Yeah.
So if you like a parent or something watching it, you'd be laughing and the kids would just be like laughing because they think, oh, she's angry.
Yeah.
But they don't know like the extent that we're getting out of the movie.
Yeah.
So there's like parts like that. And like Boss Baby, there's like things in there as well. There's stuff in, what's that other movie? Inside Out. I feel like that shouldn't be a children's
one,
movie.
I don't recommend that for kids.
Yo, like, that's hardcore. I cried.
Why does that have tits in it?
No. It's so emotional.
Well, does.
Did you watch Inside
Out? I did watch Inside Out. It's
emotional.
It took me on a
roller coaster. And I did introspection after that. when the imaginary
friend has to sacrifice himself.
I sat with myself.
Yo, that was rough, my bro. What was his name? Bongo, Bingo. Bonzo.
Something like that. Yo, but that put me in my fields like completely.
Do you like a good cry sometimes?
Sometimes. I mean, generally I'm a happy person. I'm very moody actually, but like generally I'm happy, but like a cry now and then suffices actually. Because like there's nothing actually to cry about. Like my life is very nice. I have nothing to cry about.
It's good.
Like
I'm blessed, you know.
Now I feel very good about where
Jesus
I am.
Is good, man.
Yeah, praise on.
Amen.
Yeah. So like I don't have anything that's like, oh my word, my life is actually falling apart. Let me put on a nice face when I go outside.
Yeah.
There's none of that. Like now it's like if something is there that I need to tackle, it's just like, okay, one step at a time.
Yeah.
This is not gonna like change my mood. I don't let things like take away my good vibes.
Mm.
Good vibes.
Anymore. Good
vibe. We should try some of that.
Yeah.
Good you vibes. Know where it starts. It starts with that confidence that we were talking about earlier.
But yo, Amy, we told you.
Yo, right? It's
there's
low,
no talent,
bro.
There's no confidence.
That tank is empty, yo, pal. Maybe instead of like fucking TikTok tips, maybe you can give us some confidence tips.
Yo, it's just
people.
Honestly,
tips.
It's affirmations, guys. Mm. I just look in the mirror and I have to tell myself, you know, you actually cry. Like, do you know that? Do you know that people look at you and they actually feel inferior? Do you know that people look at you when you walk in a room and they break their necks?
Yeah.
It's like, who's that girl? So I need to remind myself, like,
I'm
that girl.
Right.
No, it's like sometimes you just need to recognize your power, man. And it just starts by talking to yourself. If you can't see that about yourself, nobody else is going to see it.
Yeah.
So
I feel like I'll start doing that and then my wife will cuck me out for something.
She'll just be like, what the hell?
Yeah, like,
put you on a level again.
You didn't take the dirt
out. Sit down. Yeah. Just sit down.
Can you see how he's again talking out the house? Because we're now not recording in the normal location where she can give him that.
No, but she's she records. She shouts 2 cents every now and then.
I've heard it in some of the podcasts.
Fucking hell. Cause.
Do you have more questions?
I do have more questions. Fuck you. I spend most of the time like this fucking mic is working in my whole, trying to kill me. I spend my whole time like trying to figure things out. And now that you guys pointed out, maybe I did go too deep.
Maybe.
But how do they mate?
How do they make more cars?
Yeah, because there are baby cars in the world. Also, they put the only Latino and the only black car together in the town.
Yeah,
that happened in a lot of movies, right?
But let's also keep in mind when this movie was made.
It was 2000.
Not so long, 2006. 2006. You were
back
how
then,
old?
15 years ago.
True, but back then we had stuff like The Office.
Yeah.
And it was like blatant.
Are you an Office fan?
Low key. It made me very irritated when I watched it. Yeah, because at first I was like, I would get really angry, but then I realized it's a show and that's the point. If you don't get angry about it, you have a problem, dude.
Now we work with some of those people.
So that's how it was like in that time. Like people would do the things where you're just like, oh, we need to be diverse and put one black character in there. It's like,
and they hook up with the other black character.
And then exactly, like a other person of color and just like, really, guys?
That's why I despise Seven Dolan.
I don't watch Seven Dolan anymore. After Jan Hendrik and Desi left, I gave up on Seven Dolan.
Whoa, when did Jan Hendrik
just ended up together?
Like, I was probably like 12.
Is Brainwave still there?
Dude, I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah.
I
never watched it.
What?
They changed the song. That's not the song anymore.
That's when the people got
okay.
Sick,
you know
that's when I was like, peace out, guys.
I'm going to send a strongly worded email to fucking
SMC. The Karen in me just like, it was like, switch on. I was like, no, how could you do this? You set an alarm.
Just
can you just say, because like, who's your manager? No way.
Where's Mr. Seven Alarm? Did you watch Is It Ding Dong? Is It Ding Dong?
I used to watch with my grandma. I used to watch like Days of Our Lives, Bold and Beautiful.
Yeah.
Then Igoli when it was still a thing. Then Seven Delan, and then like I think it was Isi Dingo afterwards. Mm. But she had like a whole marathon. So like after school, I'd watch my programs for a little bit, and then when the time came, we would literally just sit
from
together.
Days.
Yeah, and we'd sit together and watch everything straight through.
So is she still alive?
Yeah, she's alive and kicking.
Who is she kicking?
She would kick you.
She's what
a,
the fuck?
No, she's a cool granny. Oh, like, she's whoops, man. She's still got the energy. She's liquor. She can outdrink you.
I do believe that most old people could outdrink
not me. Not all to do with me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Jody doesn't drink
at all.
I'm also not yet. Much of a drinker. Mm. I'll have like one drink and then I'll just chill.
You just do drugs.
No. No. I'm permanently high. I'm always on my own level. Yeah. So
it's the
affirmations. Yeah. It's the confidence boosters. Yeah. I don't need anything.
You can't just say it. You actually have to believe it.
You have to believe it. Yeah. The more you say something, the more you're like, you know, this actually makes sense.
I know how it makes sense.
Yeah. I, for the first time in my life, I make sense.
You know what I think? I think it's the Lightning McQueen mentality that she's got.
It's that major energy,
Speed.
The ka-chow. Yeah, speed. I am speed.
but then he has to like lip himself with
yeah,
his
like, flip like a Cadillac, sting like a Beamer. I do know all the words.
I know. This is amazing. Say something else. Dance, monkey, dance. I'm kidding. I spent a lot of time thinking about all this shit, but I understand why people love this movie. So this movie didn't do well in terms of like reviews and shit, but it was the final film to be released on VHS for Pixar. Yeah.
Oh.
But it did like over $1 billion in sales once it hit DVDs and shit.
That's insane. Because it made close to $500 million at the box office.
Yeah.
And I mean, that movie, they spent quite a fair amount on the budget. Eh? It was like...
Yeah, I mean, it was the first movie with what they call ray tracing. Mm. So ray tracing is when it's AI that naturally reflects light.
So that's
why the cars, when the cars are driving,
you
can see things reflected on their bodies and shit.
Which is kind of cool.
It's
dude.
Dope.
Like, it's...
So that was the first movie to do that, which is actually amazing. They use it in video games now. But I understand the following for it. Mm. It's like you put it on like your fucking brother.
Yeah.
You put it on and he's just like vroom, vroom, vroom. Lightning McQueen. Vrpa, let's do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you learn a lesson and you got the tati bra with a skiver back that is supposed to be nodding, but he's actually quite, you know, empowering and shit.
Yeah.
They did get it also very sexual, the Porsche and Lightning.
Yeah. McQueen and Sally. Park beneath the tree. K-I-S something T.
We don't even need the movie. You should have just acted.
You could have just. Oh,
that was an actual clip from the movie.
Have
you tried voice acting?
I've only done the other podcast thing that we spoke about earlier. That was the only other thing that I've.
I think you should tell your agent. Just give that a shot. Those I've worked with voice actors, and their fucking jobs irritate me. Because
and then you're like, oh, you should do it, Amy.
No, it'll be a plus for you because you literally walk in 10 minutes of work. If you're good, you do 10 minutes of work and you get you fuck off and you paid like thousands of rands. Mm.
That sounds like my kind of job.
That's your job, bro. You should really like look at it.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested to know with the acting thing, we've seen you in TV ads now. Mm-hmm. Like every time I see your Machacho's ad, I want to go buy a burger.
I've actually never had muchachos before.
Really?
Fun fact.
Is that not spoiler? Was that not in the deal?
No, like it wasn't like, oh, this is what we're gonna have for lunch. Let's have muchachos. Mm. Like
Did you guys have that bucket of water that's running under that obali?
No,
because that was
so.
That was actual
like water. They just like. Keep the drops out of the
movie shot. Magic, Jody.
Damn but,
it wasn't balls.
But it was a very like it was a young like film crew vibe, and they were like, "This is vegan. Are you vegan?"
Oh so my goodness.
It was like that. It wasn't like here's Muchacho's burgers for you guys.
Yeah.
It was like, "Are you vegan? Are you vegetarian? Like, there's options for you guys."
Yeah.
So there was that type of vibe, and I was like, "Oh, we fancy the burger. Okay.
Was that your first big job? Big ad job.
I've done like a Muscle Milk And
I mean, what's a muscle milk?
It's an international, it's a USA brand.
Ah. What is it for, your bones?
It's like a protein thing. Yeah. Okay. It's almost like USN type of vibe. So that's what the thing, I don't know why they chose to call it muscle milk. Who the hell calls it?
Alliteration.
It's milked from the muscle, you know.
Oh my God. Jody made it worse. That gesture.
Oh no.
That gesture alone.
I don't think you know how.
It
like,
wasn't quite from the nipple, but it's the pick. You know, it's from the
my
muscle.
Imagination is very vivid, and you just took me on a roller coaster, dude. But that was my first ever. Okay. Ad that I did, and that was international. And then when I saw the actual ad at the end of the day, like Steph Curry was in the ad, dude.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, obviously I wasn't
filming
with
him. Are you a Warriors fan?
You're
a Steph Curry fan?
I just think he's kind of cool.
He's like the greatest shooter of all time. Yeah. What
I don't watch sports. Oh my God, Amy, I stay in my room and sleep, dude.
I thought you were similar, but turns out it was
I'm actually very boring.
No, I get that.
The boring.
No. Makes perfect sense. No, no, because
you affirm yourself, and then we just bring you down. So
we keep you down.
No, it's weird because I've also like liaised with comedians and stuff, and you think that they'll be all the time.
Not even.
No, but you can't maintain that.
No.
Yeah, it's too much. Like
I saw you got a lot of questions about you being naked on the muchachos thing.
Yeah.
But they had like the chicken breast. Was it that?
I had nipple pasties.
Oh,
on,
just the no. Didn't they even have the whole thing?
No, because obviously if I have like a bra thing,
yeah.
I don't know if you can see in the shots, like it's quite low, so you can still get in like below my collarbones. Mm. So if I had on like a boob tube thing, they would have gotten that in.
Yeah.
Mm. So I had to do nipple
and then
pasties,
a unibrow.
And then they made me a unibrow.
Nice. Dope.
It's a good look for you.
Yeah, because they wanted very unique characters.
Yeah.
So
that
was the plan, was a unibrow, then obviously like the Barbie doll looking lady.
Yeah.
And then the other guy also had the buzz cut vibe. They made him like a scar over his eye because he doesn't actually have that.
Okay.
So they put in a blue contact.
What did your mommy think of that?
I told my mommy, I need to be basically naked. Mm. And I don't know how you feel about that, but like, we're getting paid, mom. So,
bottom line.
Yeah, we're getting money. So you need to let me know what you think about this, okay? And she was like, who feel better? And I gave her an amount. She was like, nee, check out my do that,
uncomfortable.
It's fine. It's fine. So we went for it, and I had to wear like nude undies with that. But the weirdest part was that like it was basically like a all male film crew.
Okay, and that was strange.
And that was a little strange because like the old lady, she was like, she didn't give a damn. She was like, she was just walking around like just like that thong everything. She didn't care. So she was chilled, and then I was the only other girl, and I was the youngest one. Mm. So obviously, like, we live in a very weird world now. And that, for me, was like, oh, my word, people can see me. But then I realized, like, they were very accommodating. So in between takes, if they didn't need to be looking at me, they literally gave me the camera, like, cover. And they were like, you can close yourself with it until we set up the new shot, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're only looking at me to make sure that I'm in frame and everything's right. And then once that is cut, everyone's just like looking away. Everyone's on their own bus.
Okay.
So it wasn't like, you're curly, curly, you make my toenails curly.
It wasn't the gachis. There were no gachis on set.
There were no gachis on set. Thank God. So, yeah, it wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad.
So where do you think if you had your career trajectory planned out acting wise now, what are your ideal next steps?
Whew, you're asking me big questions here.
That's the point of the show.
The point of the show
was to talk about cars, but no one wants to fucking talk about
cars.
So now let's just talk about Amy.
I'm a very like day by day type of person. Also, like, my schedule is also very day by day, so...
That scares the shit out of me.
It is. It's really weird, like...
It scares the shit out of you. Jody's got an Excel spreadsheet his breakfast.
You see, I'm someone like that. Like, I like to be organized. I like to be organized. I need to know, like, what's happening, when is it happening, what's the time. I need to put it in my calendar. I want to know what's going
on. And even then, your love still...
And then they still cancel. So... And that's someone who never cancels. So for me, I was like, I don't need a backup plan because, like, it's not going to cancel.
Yeah.
Canceled. Anyway, so the plan is literally, I'm trying to do, like, if it's maybe like soapy vibes. So like Saint Worcester or like Iron Flame.
Your Afrikaans sounds
good.
If you listen to Omi Kachelvier, you would know.
It's decent.
Yeah, I'll get on
that. Send him the link, Jody. Damn.
He does all this bloody research, right?
And then he doesn't research the stuff that's that. Right.
Yo, guess who's feeling attacked now?
Bloody platformers us also.
Literally, it was literally, I did it in this very studio.
Oh my God, okay.
In the
listen
studio.
Listen to Omi Kachelvier with Amy D. Dirks.
So, yeah. So, I kind of want to get into that. But if that doesn't pan out, dude, like that's the most low-key thing that I want to do.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't really see myself doing that for a long time because I want to do bigger things.
Films and...
Yeah, I want to do like... Put me in some Netflix shit, dude.
Mm. Yeah. Blood and Stone. What's that thing called?
Water. Blood and Water. Yeah. Close enough.
But I mean, like, local films, you can see Mnet and probably Netflix as well with all of that foreign money.
CakeNet actually pays well.
It's cheap to film in Cape Town.
Yeah.
So that's why, like the kissing booth and things like that, there's some shots here.
Yeah.
So that's the type of things that I want to get into. But now I'm finally with an acting agency and not just a modeling agency. So I will finally get sent briefs for these type of things to go and audition. So I can only go up from here.
We like got the like
early birds.
Oh, yeah.
Early birds.
We
that
got
them the
before the rising cock and we can say, and then when she's super famous, we can have her back.
Exactly. And I can come like, back, yeah. But next time, you're not sparkling with the ones, man.
You're still water,
You're these stillages.
No, she went to jive with some cock. She went to jive with some
double O.
We brought the flat water.
And the bashews, you still drink?
Bashews in a can, no?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, well,
nah, well, bottle.
Well, we are glass bottle.
I was probably like two in the glass
no,
bottle.
No, but we glass bottle with the whiteness and bucky that Brian used to stick
you
it.
See, yeah. I'm not that old.
Okay, man, we that, know.
Yeah. That guy's bucky.
I know about it.
I wanted to avoid the age discussion just so that we won't feel bad. But
then he asked you how old you are.
Then he asked me,
yeah, but I knew it was 20s. I didn't know it was that 20s.
In my brain, I'm like 35, but like in real life, I'm like 23. Yeah.
That's good. Keep that.
Cars. Hey.
Listen, I have no more questions about cars because you answered fuck all of them. I thought
because you asked like intricate things, dude. You were gonna ask, what's your favorite character? Why do you like this guy?
He asks leading questions because he's already made up his mind. Like, didn't like this.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like what they did here. Why do you like this?
Why, Amy?
Yeah. It wasn't gonna be like that. I just wanted to know who built everything.
The Lord Ross.
No, there's like speakers and small. Who built that stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah, well.
And the cars don't have opposable thumbs.
Then we have nothing more to talk about.
I really just like I like the world that they are in. Nah. I like the fact that there's like highways and things. Like it shows like, okay, this is a long distance drive, dude. Like we did as going somewhere far. So it's not like cut scene and then we're there. Like they show everything. I like that type of vibe. And I like this. Quite a lot of different characters in that town.
Because
like there's those Italian guys there as well. There's Luigi and
Gino.
Guido.
Yeah, Guido, yeah.
Yeah. And Gino. I said Italian, not colored. Yes.
Gino Giannelli.
Riccardo.
Gino Giannelli.
Sergio.
Gino from TP. Yes, sir. So I like that, like, they just, it's weird. Like, why are they in this random town?
Yeah, I mean, look, Michael Schumacher did a voice for that.
Yeah, the Ferrari.
He was the Ferrari at the end.
Yeah, you see, that's wild to me. Like, it's just cool.
Yeah.
So they show up there and, like, there's a scene where Lightning asks for, like, new tires, right? And then he's like, he's going to do black tires, like regular.
And then
he's like
white wall.
Black wall of tires. They blend into the pavement. And
I did like the makeover, I must say.
Yeah, the makeover was cool.
I preferred that.
When
they're
not
Lightning.
Stickers anymore.
Yeah, they call him stickers,
That retro vibe, yeah.
So I like those scenes and like the fact that I think we know this because we're older, but like the hippie van guy.
Speak for yourself. Uh-huh.
No, the hippie van guy is clearly high.
Yeah, he's stoned as fuck. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
always like, it's a conspiracy, man. Yeah, like, he's always on a level.
He's not wrong, though.
yeah, he isn't. That's the thing, he isn't wrong. So there's that guy, and then there's the army guy, yeah, which is like a typical American character.
Yeah. Republican.
That they had to have in there, like, all your government surplus needs, you know, like, is there.
What I love, that all the little insects are VW beetles.
Yes, yes, they little beetles.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And I also saw the planes leave, like, tire tracks in the sky. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. But wasn't there another movie that came out afterwards, Planes?
Yes. But that wasn't as good, eh?
Yeah. I was really upset with Planes because I was like, you could never be cars.
Try as you might.
Planes can never be cars.
You can never be cars.
For someone who doesn't drive, she really loves
Yo, guys. I'm a professional passenger, okay?
What is it, anxiety? Is it, what is
it? I feel like I'll be a good driver, but I don't trust the way other people drive.
Yeah, so, but that's driving.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I know. I know, but that's the thing. I feel like I'll be really good at what I'm doing because I'm very focused. Like, I want to do this and I want to do it properly.
Yeah.
But then some other idiot is just going to drive really shitty and then you I die, for example, because of those guys.
You know who that idiot is?
Defensively.
It's the taxis with the gachi in it. And the gachi's going to put his hand out.
And I already sitting Mishka. in the passenger seat, I'm already the one shouting out the window like, you drive properly!
Yeah,
so
I get it.
Yeah,
but give it a shot.
Yeah,
I will. Like I said, like you asked me before we started. Like, actually,
don't give our game away now.
You asked me why I don't have my license, and I didn't actually answer you.
Yeah, you didn't.
But I've always been. When I say busy, I mean like busy. Like even during holiday time. So in high school, I was like going to summer school and winter school and all of these things. And then
fucking nerd.
I was a nerd. I was.
You still are. It's okay to be a nerd. Nerds are cool now. Nerds
they
are
cool. Know.
We are all wearing glasses.
Yeah, we
here.
Are all wearing.
A universal indicator for nerdness.
Is what? Blindness?
Yeah.
But least, man, when you're reading that girl with the letters.
So, yeah. So, so I've always been busy in high school, and that's when I wanted to get my thingies. But also I couldn't because I went to school when I was 5. So I was like 16 or 17 when I was matric. So
That's cacked.
In university, I had a job during the holidays. Or I was genuinely resting because I did a science degree and that stuff. Like, it showed me flames. So I just gave it a break, and then I graduated last year. My plan was to do this year. So I finally went and got my learners this year.
And then COVID.
And then COVID. And then now the plan is like to go and get my driver's. I'm hoping before the year ends.
Okay.
That was my goal. That was like my New Year's resolution to get my license this year.
Well, I hope you get it.
The only thing is, like, I have a license and I have no jalopy. Then where do I go?
No, but you get it. Can't you drive your mommy's car?
My mommy doesn't drive.
Your mommy doesn't drive either.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a thing. I would be the first female in the family to have
license. It's 2021 now. Females can drive now.
They can. They just choose not to.
Okay, well, if you're not going to fucking talk about cars anymore.
What else do you still want to talk
about?
Nothing.
I want to know, Amy, if anyone is looking to find you, how would they do that? How would people find you?
Instagram probably.
Is that your preferred?
That's my primary like social media platform that I use. So Instagram, that's _AmyD with 9 E's. But
not 8.
You can type, once you type in _AmyD like with 1 E, then it will pop up.
Yes,
so
have you got that?
9 E's.
Amy_AmyD.
_AmyD.
Yeah.
_AmyD.
AmyD.
D with 9 E's.
With 9 E's.
Yeah.
Fuck
easy,
me.
It's not 8.
I know.
That's all.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like I'm the only one that's like, this is too many?
You're the least nerdiest of all of us.
Special
so characters. Easy, it's just not 8.
And on your bio, your link to all your other stuff is
it's literally
well,
in my Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
I've had a wonderful time. We didn't speak about the movie as much as I would have liked. Only because I didn't get my questions answered. But I feel like I'm going to hold on to that for the rest
of
my
life. When Mater tells him, it goes in his bum. Okay? Yeah.
There's one. Yeah. Thank
There's
you,
one.
Amy. Thank
it's
you.
Because I mean, obviously, because of his reaction, I'm assuming it goes in his
Thank
bum.
Thank you. Yeah. You heard it here first. You listen, heard it here first.
Listen to your bracelet.
Listen to your bracelet. Went in his nuts.
That was not the last, but the very first prostate exam. That
100%
thing was
on
there.
A car.
Yes.
Yeah, with a rusty hook.
You're actually, now that you say it,
that is
very nice.
Not sanitary.
Problematic.
I might change my favorite movie. Okay, I like Happy Feet. How about that?
Okay, we can talk about Happy Feet again. But I need to rewatch that.
Happy Feet's also quite a long movie, though.
Yeah. That is a long movie, and there's some good numbers in there.
Oh, yeah. I know all of them.
Of course you do.
I know.
And I'm assuming and the all voices. The dance moves.
Okay. All the dance moves. I know the remix of every song. Mm. I know, like, when Mambo screams instead of sings. So I know like he stopped, he step dance, like,
routines.
That has
to be, like, a video episode.
Yeah. Yeah, because we need you to do
that. You can.
I'll be back.
So you can tap. But fucking hell, thank you for coming. You don't know us from Adam.
No.
And you agreed to do this, and we really appreciate it. We just really liked your vibe. So even that, though you didn't watch movies, I thought we'd still have a good show, and I think it worked.
Well, yeah. I gave you guys another movie, and then no one watched it.
I got
he
off.
Watched it.
I got
off,
through
right?
off of it. Yeah. Time, my bro.
It's wild, time. Eh?
Yeah, that first half is...
Is it? Did it fuck you up a little?
It's, the first half was really weird because I watched it and I was like, what is this movie? Like, what's the point? Where are we going with this?
Yeah.
And then eventually they get, like, to the place where things start, and then I was just weirded out. I was like, what? Is happening. Yeah. I couldn't process it, and that's why I was like, I really actually.
She's talking about
to do...
Old, by the way.
Yeah.
Old by M. Night Shyamalan.
I wanted to like actually speak about that movie because I figured like that's a really weird one. That's something that you guys would pick apart. So
yeah, I would have picked that apart. But you know what? I'm gonna watch it now and I'm gonna make notes and then we'll probably send you all my notes.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
That would be cool.
But his notes are written as angrily as what he asks questions. Not,
listen, I don't know.
It's like, why is this
why
like
the fuck?
This?
Anyway, thank you so much, Jody. You want to thank her as well?
I would like to thank you, Amy. Yes. Like Ross said, you did not know us from above. So, but you were so willing to just engage and come on. And yeah, this has been awesome fun.
It has been fun.
Yeah, and we can't wait to see where your fucking career takes you. Because I feel like it's taking you all over the place.
It is. I've made so many friends because of like... That one Britney video.
Yeah.
That one video. And like,
and catch Amy tonight at Jagger. Go up and talk to her. She loves that.
Oh, no. So, yeah, I've had so many like people come and just like, like send me good vibes back. And
that's the dream, AJOD.
That's it.
It's
we don't
so
we
hard
enough, close. I think.
Yeah.
Vibes, good vibes.
Yeah.
We don't put we don't put that.
It's just very nice. It's very nice. Like it's like it feels like I'm not just doing the content just because like I realize these people some of them actually need it. Like I get messages about people who say they were depressed, dude, and then my things help them through another day.
That's crazy.
And that like I would cry at the messages sometimes. I'd just be like, yo, brah, like wow. Like that's hardcore.
Mm.
Because I'm just making jokes here, but I'm just trying to be funny, and then it's actually helping you, dude. So, like, I suckle sometimes to make content. Yeah. You know, I don't also.
I saw
great
you don't
want to
make content because that characters, those characters are too stupid.
Yeah.
Not the problem we have.
She struggles because she's.
I
too
struggle
smart.
Because it's just like I'm not dumb, man.
Yeah.
And it's just hard to play dumb the whole time because like. To get into a character where you have to, like, go in the reverse.
Well, that's acting, my doll.
It
okay?
is.
Wow. That's
it is.
The vibe.
And that's actually my most challenging character. It wasn't on purpose. Like, that was a very spontaneous video. It was just because I didn't have any other TikTok ideas. Or I was using TikTok audios in the beginning. And I didn't, like it anymore. Mm. So I was like, let me make my own one. Mm. So I was watching the news. And Cyril was just like, wash your hands. Mm. And I was like, bruh. Let's just make a joke out of this and let's just say, okay, she's just washing her hands. Mm. Like, that's it. Nothing else. And then, actually, in the beginning where I say, Tiffany, it's literally because I didn't know what to name. Anyway, I just put the camera on and I was, like, freestyling the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that was me seeing if that name was going to work. And then I just kept it. And I filmed that in, like, 5 minutes. And then I just put it together.
Just do it.
Edited the thing and I put it out there. And then everyone was like, oh, Britney, Tiffany. And I was like, oh my word, now I have to be dumb the whole time. What did I do? Like,
this is your life now.
Now everyone asks me about it. And I'm just like, I don't want to be funny anymore.
Well,
like,
well,
I don't want to be them anymore.
Don't be funny.
Question because like you brought that up now. But people have this perception because of your characters. And even though people should know you playing a character.
Yeah.
It does probably also taint how they perceive you then. Do you think that's going to impact on, like, future work? Like, particularly with the acting stuff. Like, are you going to be categorized or stereotyped as that? You can only do like stupid characters.
Do you think? You see, because you get actors like that, even in Hollywood, where they just like play they play one role for everything. And like, I didn't want that thing to be like the defining character for the rest of my career, where it's just like, make her the dumb girl in all the movies, bro. It will work. Make her that good. Make her that. And I was just like, you know what? I actually don't want to do that anymore because. Yeah. Like, what if there's more to me than that and you're just not giving me the opportunity because you like that character? So that's when Shirley came about, the colored girls, colored boys, the uncles, all of them started coming out. But that was also just because, like, that's what I know. That's how I grew up. Yeah. Like, that's what I see around me. So I put that out. But now I realize there's so many more people that I'm, like, excluding from this because they don't understand our culture.
It's fine. Fuck them.
I don't care that they don't understand it, but like, it's more of like, if I want my brand to build and to grow, I need to also be more inclusive. The only thing is why I don't do like different like cultures or races is because if you don't get it right, you get cancelled. And I did not get here to get cancelled. So I kind of try to avoid that because if you don't do either like the stereotypical, like on the dot, like spot on 100% right, then it's just like, how can you do that? That's rude. That's racist. That's
a very
this.
Fine
that's
line.
So I just like, I leave it all together.
Yeah, Jody likes being racist also. It's true. But we don't do it on mic.
I don't know if we can be friends anymore, Jody. I'm so sorry.
You know, we were doing so well.
I'm sorry. She's telling her truth. I also thought I should tell something.
But you're telling my truth.
No, I'm not going to tell my truth. Oh, fuck. But amazing. Thank you so much for coming on. Where can people find us, Jody?
They know where they can find Amy now.
Yeah.
They can find us on Instagram as well. Bicycle Brasa on Instagram. Bicycle Brasa Podcast on Instagram. They can send us emails. Which, do you get emails, Amy? Because we don't.
I get emails for like work, like collaborations.
Yeah, we get fuck
and
we don't get
like
any.
That. Yeah. But then I also get spam stuff. Like,
nah, we love
like
spam.
The doctor diagnosed me with cancer and I have 95 million rand in my bank account and I want to transfer it to you. I get that all the time. And then it's just different names, same amount of money. And I'm just like, you really thought this was good. I want that money, but you really thought.
My father-in-law got a WhatsApp from a Texan.
And
sent his ID. And all that.
Oh, no.
No, he didn't send his ID. The Texan sent a picture of his ID to verify.
I'm legit.
Yeah, yeah. No, he didn't get caught out, luckily. But
no way.
It was a weird one.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jody.
Email address, bicyclebrasa.
Oh, my word. I thought you did that already. God, it takes so long. It takes so long with this
And we on TikTok. Bicycle Brasa.
Okay, we do shout-outs and dedications if you want to send a shout-out and dedication.
I just want to send a shout-out to my mom and my dad and everyone who knows me. I don't have any friends. I have like 2 friends. So
dope! Just like us.
Yeah.
What? You don't have friends, but now you've got Brasa.
Oh,
true.
Now you've got Brasa. True. So, stay safe, everyone. Are you vaccinated?
My second shot's next week, Thursday.
Woohoo! Shout out for Amy's second shot.
I'm fully vaxxed and funny.
Fully vaxxed and waxed.
I'm
girl.
Uncle Faisal on this side.
Thank you. That second jab's gonna hurt your arm. My arm pain now.
Oh my God. But stay safe, everyone. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.
Safe, Amy.
Bye!
You're supposed to say safe.
Oh, safe.